physics at the edge, cancer on the retreat, and Ebola vaccines accelerated. CERN's measurement of rare B meson decays at 4 sigma deviation from standard model predictions places particle physicists at what may be the threshold of a generational discovery. A 5 sigma result is conventionally required to claim a confirmed finding. The current measurement gives researchers only a 1 in 16,000 probability of a statistical fluke. Should additional scrutiny sustain the result, it could point toward new fundamental particles or forces entirely absent from current theory. The practical significance of such discoveries typically manifests decades after the initial finding. Relativistic corrections first described by Einstein are now required for GPS satellites to function. Quantum mechanics, formalized in the early 20th century, undergirds modern semiconductors. Researchers cautioned that any technological applications arising from new particle physics would likely emerge on similarly long timelines. Cancer medicine offered more immediate cause for optimism. Johnson & Johnson's experimental injection showed the ability to completely erase tumors in some head and neck cancer patients, a disease category historically resistant to immunotherapy approaches. The underlying immune priming mechanism, researchers said, may have applicability across other cancer types. Revolution Medicines began shipment of its pancreatic cancer drug to patients, representing tangible clinical progress in a disease with historically dismal outcomes. Akeso's ivonescimab combination trial, presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology Conference, showed a 34% reduction in death risk versus standard immunotherapy in squamous lung cancer. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations committed $61.8 million to accelerate development of 3 Ebola vaccines for the Bundibugyo strain, which is driving active outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda without any currently approved vaccine. Public health officials described the funding speed as a deliberate application of lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic, when delays in vaccine development and manufacturing proved costly. Researchers also noted an acceleration in the translation of laboratory findings into patient treatments. Development timelines that once spanned 10 to 15 years are reportedly compressing to 3 to 5 years in many cases, driven by improved regulatory processes, better research methodologies, and the application of machine learning to protein structure analysis, drug interaction prediction, and therapeutic target identification.